Well, hello, guys. Now let's take a look at the real, true Femo Nature.
What you gonna do? You gonna get some expert in then?
I am an expert.
Yeah? How's that then?
I'm an old guy. I've got lots of experience, okay?
Experience of what? Drinking Peroni and talking bullshit?
Yeah. What are you doing here? I bet you're here because you wanted a Peroni.
That is my hope, yeah.
Then button it.
Point taken.
So let's take a look at, say, male's nature and femon's nature. What would utopia be for a femon? Let me see. They would all be born princesses. Males would be subservient to the femon. Femons wouldn't walk anywhere. They would be carried in a carriage by males. And if the femon actually walked past some males, they would actually bow and grovel on the ground. That would be a real good utopia for femons. Don't tell me I'm wrong, you know I'm right. But what would be utopia for males? Would males want all femons to be subservient to the male? The answer is, of course, no. Most men don't want subservient femons. Males usually couldn't think of anything more boring than that. Would they expect femons to sort of kneel down when they walk past? Of course not. Male's utopia would be male and femons living together, but showing mutual respect to each other. Of having a femon partner that actually was a partner, a friend, a lover. You see, there's a big difference between male utopia and femon's utopia. Femon's utopia, they'd want to completely control the male. But in a male utopia, males don't want to control the femons. But they would like them to be an asset in their life. But they would demand loyalty. A big contrast in the two utopias, don't you think?
Was that it then?
Yeah, I'm keeping it simple.
I think you should have got an expert in.
Now, I haven't done this for a while on these videos, but I'm going to do it today, because it's going to make me feel so much better. Hey.
What?
When you get up, go get two Peronis.
Take it easy, fellas.